Log Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Nothing for you.
It is 9:05 out in New York City, 6:05 out in Phoenix. Don't know what time it is where you are, but we welcome you to the show as we pull it together. Got a little echo popping off in the background. Hopefully we can get that better. Hey, tonight's show, two cops and three others shot out and killed out in Las Vegas. Shooting spree. I mean, the guns in America right now are absolutely, like, out of control. People walking up in Walmarts with, I mean, just full assault rifles now in certain parts of the country. Glad it's not, that's not the case here in the state of Florida just yet. Two cops shot, three others killed. So we'll say two cops killed, three others along with them out in Las Vegas today. Two people, a man and a female, both Caucasian, not that race matters. I'm just, you know, being specific in the convo tonight. Just totally lost their mind in a very troubling, you know, interesting happening of events. It stopped at the Walmart where she shot the dude, then killed herself. Talk about gangster. Before we go any further, again, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa tonight, all the way live from Plant City. Give it up. Where there's an echo bouncing off the walls of the city. Welcome Hot Chocolate to the show.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Happy Monday. Let me try and fix that echo for you. Stop bouncing off the walls of the studio. My apologies.
No doubt. The DMV brings us that dude, Save James. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what's good?
Say hello.
Yo.
Is it me that's echoing?
Yo, yeah, that might be you too.
Is it me?
It seems like it was coming out of both microphones.
It could have been because I have my my iPad fairly close, so it could have been me. I apologize.
All good. No worries. We're going to get it straight. 917-889-3926. Hey, tonight we're discussing a man and a woman, and I'm just going to close the mics until we can get it straight. A man and a woman that absolutely lost their mind, killed two cops who were eating lunch out in Vegas at a pizzeria, stole their weapons before progressing to a nearby Walmart. Now, we all love Walmart, so who wants to be on the alert for crazies who's on the loose? They proceed to the Walmart, killing another person two, including herself and her accomplice, total five people out of here. Stupid. Police said the suspects had fled deeper into the store before the female killed the male counterpart and then herself. Some type of suicide pact, absolutely out of control. What is going on with guns in America? What is going on? How do you all feel about the open assault weapons this week or this past week?
I mean, as far as assault weapons, I think that as Americans, we have the right to protect ourselves. I do not feel, however, that there should be access to, and don't feel as though that there is a need for, on our streets, in our homes, assault-type rifles and weapons that you would find on the battlegrounds and on the battlefields and in war. I don't think that's necessary, and I think the accessibility and the availability to it just brings about the type of problems and issues that we have to deal with right now. So that's just my personal opinion.
Well, I tend to believe it's almost an inevitability that those things hit the streets. You know, there's been different. It sounds like that's me a second one because I hear myself bouncing back. Anyway, I'll get my point out and then y'all can shut me off. That there's been, I've seen like an upswing of laws being passed to allow these kind of weapons to be open to civilians. And, you know, it's almost, like I said, almost an inevitability. These kind of weapons been on the streets for a while, you know, as far as I can remember. and you know, and it's like, I don't know. It almost seems, it's almost like the same thing with the drug epidemic. As soon as it gets into other communities, then it becomes a problem. You know what I mean? But I don't know if that's the angle we want to go with it tonight. But I'm just saying that that's what comes to mind to me with me whenever I think about this gun control situation in America.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. It almost seems like you know, a particular period that we've seen in the movies, definitely, you know, some of the darker movies, like coming right off the screen in a particular time. You know, what's interesting is, well, you know what, we're going to pause for the calls, come right back. What's interesting is what we see manifesting right now before our very eyes was actually written, and now we're starting to actually see it unfold, specifically as it relates to weapons. Here in America, so some of this stuff has been written. If you pay attention, if you study, we'll be back. Two cops, three others killed in a Las Vegas shooting spree. You know, plus some information came to us about a young man by the name of Tyler Rock, out in Ark City, Kansas, who was shot six times by, I believe, law enforcement in front of his child, supposedly while the dash cam wasn't working. None of the three issues are connected, issues being today's situation in Las Vegas, what we just spoke of as far as the young man, and our, you know, opinion on just gun laws and where we are as far as guns. None are specifically connected, but the common thread is guns. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back. I mean, come on. I understand. I have a gun. I like the right, want to protect the right. But, man, like, we're sending a wrong message to people who are already on the deep end. Hey, we'll be right back.
Jet setter, go getter, nothing better. Call me Mr. Bennett, done that. Top model chick to your everyday hoodwear. Less than all, but more than a few. But I never met one like you.
Been all over the world, done a little bit of everything, little bit of everywhere, with a little bit of everyone. But all the girls I've been with, things I've seen, it take much to impress. But sure enough, your glow, it makes you so stand out from all the rest.
Around, but I don't see no one but you, baby.
TM Hyman Radio Live, 9:16 p.m. PO, one in a million. Your girl Hot Chocolate here with the General as well as Save James here on Money Monday up in the place with TM Hyman Radio Live. And tonight we're discussing basically, we don't want to really say gun laws. We don't want to talk about gun advocates or, you know, it's just a very unfortunate, another unfortunate incident out in Las Vegas where I don't really know what to call them, one male, one female, shooters, we'll just refer to them as, took the lives as execution style of two officers as well as two other bystanders. Is that, was it three kills, Terrence, is that right?
Yeah, well, including them, there was an innocent bystander at Walmart that was killed. The two officers were killed. And, you know, what's interesting is that this particular couple, you know, it was described that they like to dress up as Batman and the Joker. You know, and so this was clearly a strange couple, you know, who shot to death two officers and a civilian along with themselves. You know, pretty much, you know, I mean, they delivered a message before they left home with the shopping cart of weapons to carry out the anti-government ambush is what they actually called it. There's a whole lot of anti-government stuff. There's a serious ideology that comes with, you know, a lot of militia, white supremacist overtones, if you will. And so, again, when I spoke of a particular period that was written, you know, if you really understand martial law, and so Google martial law, the thing surrounding martial law deals with a government that is out of control. And if you look at the signs and some of the things that are happening right now, if we don't get it under control, you know, things could get a little out of control if you have a lot of states believing, like some states believe right now, that you can actually carry open assault weapons into public places. If you want to join the conversation, we want to hear from you, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Interesting concept, but I believe America's divided right down the middle, as usual, on this particular issue of just gun violence, period.
Yeah, I think so, too. And just thinking about some of the overtones or undertones, however you want to word it, in this particular case, it kind of makes you, I guess, really think about and rationalize how many people in the United States are armed as heavily as these two individuals were, you know, and have the ability to carry something out like that, but aren't as much as extremists as these two were, where they actually placed a swastika on one of the bodies of the people that they killed. You know, everyone doesn't have that frame of mind, which, you know, of course, you try to think that the masses wouldn't, even in the realm of quote-unquote martial law, go to this type of extreme where, you know, you're taking innocent people's lives, not just trying to protect yourself, and you're the only, you know, law, quote-unquote, or a type of law out there, a type of policing authority out there. It's such a fine line to straddle where you want to arm yourself to protect yourself, but then what do you think that you need to be able to protect yourself? And there are some people who feel as though that these assault-type weapons are what they need. They have to have that. A regular handgun is not going to, you know, give them the type of protection that they need for their family based on what they think is going to happen.
That's why I'm so kind of torn with the whole issue, because I do believe
in
bearing arms. I do believe in the right to bear arms. And I also believe that, you know, if you are an enthusiast, you have the right to acquire whatever your heart desires. But
sure.
What it is about your mission, your agenda, your mentality, your stability, emotionally and psychologically, all of those things matter.
It sounds like, you know, this whole thing that's going on out there, you know, everything, there's nothing new under the sun. It sounds like a copycat murder to me or some, like, Mickey and Mallory type thing. You know what I mean? You said the electric record is Batman and Joker. You know, Natural Born Killers was on the other day, and I was watching it, and I was just like, you know, it would be crazy if somebody really was out there on some nonsense like this. I mean, and lo and behold, you know, like I said, it's like a copycat murder. Not to say what the motives were the same as theirs, but, you know, apparently it was charged, it was fueled by some other kind of intent, you know, whether you're led to believe that through whatever swastikas or the hardware that was left behind and everything, the shopping cart full of hardware that was left behind or brought into the open, you know, however it was fueled or charged up by, you know, like I said, it sounded like a copycat murder and some influenced these actions, you know, not to condone it, you know, at all, but at the same time, you know, it's playing the copycats out here, man. And as far as, like, with these guns go, with these high-powered weapons and everything, I've known people that have these things, like I said, for a while. Like, I remember I was back in Atlanta, and I used to walk my dog up to the liquor store down the street from my apartment out there. It was a nice walk. I used to walk my dog, you know, get a little exercise. Go down there. He had a dog in there my dog was playing with. And we got cool to the point where he brought me to the back of the store. I was like, dude, look at this thing I just picked up. I walked back there. This dude had an M4. If you don't know what an M4 is, that's like a step down from an M16. And I know everybody's pretty familiar with M16. They're like the big boy heavy artillery that's used in war. You know what I mean? You had an M4 with an infrared crosshair, you know, high technology stuff. This is back in like early 2000s now, mind you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like this kind of stuff is like, you know, it's you never know, like you said, what the next person is holding on to when you walk by them every day. You know what I mean? That's one liquor store that nobody may want to run up in.
Absolutely not.
Might get your ass blown off, seriously. Because, you know, he was a soft-spoken dude, but, you know, I guess he ain't think much. So, you know, it just goes to show that, like I said, in the South, and I'm not saying out West isn't the same, but a lot of these bans lifted for the purchase of these fully automatic assault weapons or whatever. So, I mean, like I said, this has been going on for a while just to see this see it starting to surface in ugly fashion that it is. You know, it's to be talked about, though.
No doubt. I mean, folks, we want to hear from you. Weigh in. 917-889-3926. One thing about gun laws and the whole perspective on guns is we're all over the place. We're all over the place. People, you know, feel a lot of different ways as it relates to gun laws. And the thing about it is we all have the right to believe whatever we want to believe.
That's where it becomes so convoluted in trying to establish an actual law.
Ooh, convoluted. Ooh, you were sitting on
like
that
one.
That,
huh?
You were sitting on that one.
Like that, huh?
Let me see your motion. We didn't break that one out.
Yeah, my SAT word.
Like you, oh, me, oh, me, oh,
wasn't that special. 917-889-3926 is the number to dial to call and weigh in with us, folks. We're still waiting on the phone calls to pour in, but it don't matter. We're going to keep the ship rolling regardless. It is 9:30 in Crystal City, Virginia right now, and we are here tonight. It is TM Hyman Radio Live. It's the team, the fam, the crew. We are looking forward to this No Sleep South Beach weekend that's about to pop off in about a month or so. You know, in the meanwhile, we're going to talk about a subject that we hope doesn't rear its ugly head while we're out there shaking our ass about this craziness that's been going on across the country with these people that don't know how to handle these firearms that they are constitutionally allowed the right to bear. And we've come across a couple tragedies over the past couple days. We're talking about the one in Vegas. There's one that you said that was in, what, Ark City, Arkansas? Is that what it's called, Ark City, if I'm not mistaken?
Correct.
Okay, yeah, Ark City, Arkansas, and, you know, and how coincidentally the dash cam wasn't working.
Ark City, Kansas.
And how coincidentally the dash cam wasn't working when somebody got a shot to their death. And, you know, it just goes to show. There's more to meet the eye, man. You can't trust the eye all the time, man. People tell you one thing, every close eye ain't sleep. You know what I mean? So we got to make sure that we watch ourselves. And that's why people get torn on this issue of the gun control and as far as, like, with the gun laws and everything, because they know, you know, guns don't kill people. Stupid MFers with guns kill people. You know what I'm saying? And it's like that's why people want to tool up themselves and kind of hold their own fort down, because if you come across somebody that's a little, you know, beyond rationale at the time and feel that they need to play, have an I am God complex and want to rain down their vindiction on people and everything like that, then we got to be able to protect ourselves, which I agree with. But then we talk about the open access to it because of those reasons will give access to the same fools that we're trying to protect ourselves from. So it's kind of a catch-22 in the situation. Me personally, I mean, you know, like you said, everybody seemed to be torn. I seem to be on the same, you know, straddling the fence with you guys too or whatever with it, only because, you know, like I said, I don't want these dummies to get it out here, but at the same time, if these dummies do get it, I got something for that ass. They come this way. You know what I mean? So it's kind of, you know, I don't know. I don't know which way, whichever the pendulum swings on this one. It can go either way, depending on the argument that's posed. And that's where we left off at. If you can give us a little bit more on that Ark City, Kansas situation, so we could touch on that a little bit to get an idea of what was going on. I don't have the details on that.
I mean, authorities, you know, said that they believe the Millers were pretty much acting alone, you know, but, and so the Millers is, I believe the wife's name was Amanda Miller. The husband was Jared Miller. Again, they like to call themselves Batman and the Joker. They had an anti-government, anti-police, militia-type, you know, mentality towards really life, and was their plot to ambush the city of the government. And it was a suicide, not an attempt, because they pretty much assassinated Alan Betts, who was 42 years old. And looks like Igor Saldo, who was only 32, who were having lunch today, when both were, you know, pretty much, you know, assassinated.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Crazy. That's crazy.
I was able to pull up some of the details of the shooting. It goes into pretty intricate detail as far as step by step what this pair did. Let's see if I can get to the exact. It says that the ambush was apparently random and that the Millers hadn't decided on a victim, and police said the couple seemed to have acted alone, but the attack was believed to have been deliberate. Let's see. Officials said that Joseph Robert Wilcox, 31, of Las Vegas, carried a concealed weapon. As he shopped, he moved to confront Jared, but apparently didn't realize that Amanda was the gunman. As Wilcox confronted Jared, Amanda fired into his ribs and he collapsed dead. The couple gathered items from around the store in the Walmart and essentially built a fort of products around themselves. From that position, they exchanged fire with police officials and exchanged some words, police said. Wounded, Amanda took a handgun and fired several rounds into Jared's head before taking her own life with a gunshot to her head. Officers handcuffed both. Amanda was still breathing but died soon after. It was a really, really gruesome attack.
It was out of their mind, son.
Yeah. This all started at CeCe's Pizza where the two officers were having lunch.
Off they rocker, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting. And I guess no words really. You know, condolences to the children and the family who's left to have to deal with, you know, such a horrid situation.
Absolutely. Again, officers Alan Beck, 41 years old, and Igor Soldor, 31.
It's crazy. That's all I can say. That's crazy.
Definitely a little out of the box and not what you would expect going to lunch, you know. And so much respect to police officers who give their lives on the daily to protect.
Every day. Yes,
you know,
thank
civilian
you for all you
folks
do.
Like us.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. We'll be right back.
From you saying your life goodbye. What if I treated you right instead of acting like a fool? You should be treated like a woman of virtue. When I was with you, greatest moments of my life. Now I only have this pain. I'm a day without the light. If we aren't supposed to be stuck with no choice, before you set me free, listen to me. Only the stay.
Baby, come back to me. Come and show me how we used to be. July 18th to the 20th is No Sleep South Beach in Miami. We have a great venue, good people coming down. Make sure you go online, nosleepsouthbeach.com, get your party passes and also your hotel rooms at a discounted price. It's going to be a great event. We're going to be turned up. We got promoters from Philadelphia, Atlanta, D.C., DMV, and New York. So you know it's going to be a great event. We look forward to seeing you down there. We're going to party all weekend long and enjoy the beautiful weather with the beautiful people. No Sleep South Beach.
Real talk, real people, real time, and it is 9:41 p.m. here on TM Hammer Radio Live. And just a reminder, if you would like to advertise your product, service, or business here on TM Hammer Radio, just shoot us an email at tmhammerradiolive@gmail.com. Again, that's tmhammerradiolive@gmail.com. Someone will get back with you. Again, real talk, real people, real time. Who will be in Miami for No Sleep South Beach weekend, July 18th through the 21st, as you just heard on that promo. Shout out to Sleepy Green, Curtis Edelton, Kim Wimbish, woo, DJ Biggs, DJ Stevie J, YMCMB. Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so crazy. Oh, wait. And I can't forget the baddest one, Trina. I know y'all are looking forward to that, huh?
No.
I get to see Trina up close. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to tell y'all how they act, too. I will. Dee Dee and I will definitely be having our eyes open to make sure that we can give you all any details about how they act crazy about Trina. I'm going to have my eyes open. I already know Saban's going to flip out. I already know. I said it. Yeah, I said it. Saban's going to flip out.
He's not here to speak up for himself.
Oh, that's fine.
No problem.
I'll say it again when he comes back Wednesday. I'll say it.
No doubt. Hey, it's 9:43 where we are, as you can see again. We're hype about South Beach. Hey, you can log on. Tell them that you heard it on TM Hyman Radio Live. It is nosleepsouthbeach.com. Actually, if you log on, you may be able to get a $25 discount and get your five-party pass or 100 versus the 125 that I think it's bumped up to beyond June 1st. No Sleep, SouthBeach.com.
That's right. Tell them you heard her here, too, and I believe that there's a discount that will be floated your way again. So get those party passes so we could be sitting by the pool, listening to the sounds, enjoying the beautiful sunshine and a mojito at the same time.
Hey, a shout out to Madam C. Lo Boston listening to us from somewhere in North Carolina. Bleach,
what up, kid?
Madam, shout out to you, absolutely. Folks are asking where you are. They know you're not still laying on the floor. I said, no, she got up. But I don't know where she stumbled off to.
That's all right, boss. We're holding it down for you, baby. Just do what you do and come on back.
No doubt. 917-889-2926.
Yep, we got a few more minutes. If you missed any part of the show, you can go back and catch the podcast about 20 minutes after we're gone. Again, we have abbreviated, we'll say, summer shows running for 1 hour. We'll be back to our regular format, we'll say, somewhere around football season, maybe. Sooner.
Maybe.
Later.
Maybe.
Depends.
Maybe.
So we are going to be broadcasting live from No Sleep South Beach, so definitely stay tuned for that.
And you never know who's stopping past, who's stopping
oh,
up.
Oh, man, that joint is going to be so celebrity chock-filled. I cannot wait to see who we can bring.
Never know. Two Chainz might pop up.
That's right. True.
Hey, boy. around on Gimme. I'm riding around on Gimme. Get mine, I finish. I'm riding around on Gimme. I'm riding around no gimme. I'm riding around no gimme. In mine, I spend. In mine, I spend. In mine, I spend. In mine, I spend. I'm riding around no gimme. It's mine, I spend. It's mine, I spend. It's mine, I spend. I'm riding around no gimme.
I am swamped with no anxiety. My girl ain't got no stomach. Every time we have sex, she always asks me for a honor. I ask her, is she working? She asks me, do I want it? I say, when I went to school, school money was a subject.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around my side of town. Boxing gloves, I beat the trial. I had the coke, I had a smile, and I had a coat for every style. Crocodile, the gator type. I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had school, I was in a Mercedes, and I ain't crazy. But if that's my baby, then we gonna have to name the little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out the cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my girls to work, Gilbert Arenas. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have sex in a coffin, cause I'm killing these. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Showing down, you know I rep Atlanta. I'm riding around stunting, speaking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucket. Oh,
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around. I'm getting it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around. I'm getting it.
TM Hyman Radio Live 2 Chainz riding around getting it 9:49 p.m. Your girl Hot Chocolate here with General T.M. Hyman holding down on Money Monday. And our topic of discussion today has been gun control, gun violence, the unfortunate incident that took place over the weekend where two Las Vegas officers, Alan Beck, 41, and Igor Soldo, 31 years old, unfortunately, were assassinated by two radical, we'll call them extreme, I don't even really know what else to add on top of that, individuals who felt as though this was the beginning of the revolution and assassinated and shot these officers and then ultimately took their own lives before wounding other people. Another person, Jared Miller, 31. Excuse me. A few more minutes to weigh in, 917-889-3926. If you want to comment on that incident or anything related to maybe gun laws in your area, what your opinion is on assault-type weapons, and if you feel as though regular citizens who do have the right to bear arms should have the right to acquire those weapons and still have them. We as a team are kind of divided. Yes, we do feel as though you should be able to protect yourself and that you do have the right to bear arms, but it is there a necessity, quite like one that I guess these people believed in, for you to have assault-type weapons or weapons that you would see on the battlefield or on the front lines of war. It's a touchy subject, you know. People feel as though they should be able to have whatever they want to protect themselves. You know, that's within their right. And quite frankly, they're right. But at what cost is it, you know, where some people take things too far? And when you're thinking about martial law and taking things into your own hands, we have unfortunate incidents like this that take place. So, again,
and also
it's a very
unfortunate
provocative topic. Yeah, very provocative topic.
Yeah, I mean, but we got to talk about it. It's Tuesday already, 4:52 in the a.m. in Bethlehem. It's 3:52 right now in Rome. And we just want to pretty much do what we do. You know, bring things to the forefront, keep topics out there, even though the echo is like over the top. Hopefully you can still get the content. And it's just to keep the awareness of things that are impacting us in our community. Keeping it at the forefront. That's the sole reason, purpose why we do this. Nothing more, nothing less. So we're back on Wednesday, 9 p.m., and we're out 10.
Yep.
So if you're just joining us, it's almost a wrappy. We are out of here.
That's right. We'll be back on Wednesday, same time, 9 p.m., for 1 hour. Remember, we have our abbreviated time. We are That Team, That Network, That Crew, TM Hyman Radio. Signing off, this is your girl, Hot Chocolate, the General, TM Hyman, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Didi, Toya, Nokio. We'll be back on Wednesday for Hump Day, Relationship Wednesday. Good night, everybody.
Hey, what's up to the folks listening to us out in Hong Kong? You know, I know folks are checking us out there in Jamestown. What's going on in Quintana Roo? Even the folks in Atlanta out there, Fulton County. We're all over the place.
Ni hao, ni hao.
We the most best.
Yeah.
Remix mother.
Brow.
Ace Horse.
I came looking for you a Haitian. I stay smoking on good Jamaican.
We the best Haitian.
You can get the races. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Got it, yeah. Stepped all over my body, yeah. Getting real money, still hating on me, man. Y'all need a new hobby, or they won't talk to me. What they gon' say, y'all ball. You a water boy, Bobby Boucher. You on top 2K, y'all fruitcakes. Don't really play games, but I keep 2K's. Damn, it's a hood, why you do them like that? Pull up in the drop with the ceiling top back. Couple weeks old, got it, I went gold. You ain't even know I deserve that plaque. We the best running air summer, in fact. July 16th, I'm bringing the real back. Broward.
I woke up in a new
Bugatti. Hold up, double impact in his back in his. Walk in the club with a Mac on my hip. The diamonds look like snapping the flip. Pulling up low 50 racks in the VIP. I'm back in the whip, man, back with your back. A new Mussolini in back of the six. Rappers, these rappers is sick. Cause my homies got whips that these rappers ain't get. Cause we cracking them bricks and I package the zip. And I'm switching my flow, I speak cracking it. And I been hit your, and she back on my. But I get to the dough and get back at your. It's like, hold up, I woke up in cool Ferrari. With all my jewelry on me, new Aston Martin. Plus a Rolls Royce and a new Ferrari.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Okay.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Hustle
game, I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
pay for, nigga. Got rats, stack them up like Lego, nigga. I'm a motherfucker, G, I don't play with no nigga. Multi-millionaire self-made. H-U-S-T-L-E gang. For that end guard, we truck, we bang. I'm the new John Gotti and a new Bugatti. I got a few young, how do you wanna get poppin'? Ice, right, ice, put it in a life. Got ice, but it don't look right. If I buy brick and it don't cook right, I whip that for a rack, sit tight. I got a bag full of tools to move. Hey, all I want that money, leave the fame to you. I graduated out of gladiator school, so all I know it go like I'm trained to do. Rain that to my Mozzie pedal to the metal, I'm mashing that. I let a top down on my Phantom drop. Blowing, I'm high as an astronaut. When you see me, I'm cashing that. Wanting to say the ball has a lot. You keep carrying on, you get carried out. Cause I don't take air whooping, just pass the mic. Is it worth getting blasted by? No, for real, is it worth getting blasted by?
Money conversation gets so high, I be scraping, got my eyes like an Asian in my ride. Like I'm racing in the sky, like a plane is gang or die. Ain't no lames up in my circle, ain't no... Then my eyes throwing money in the air. Pop them bands and let it fly. Where I'm from, you come up short. Pull that thing and let it fly. You know me, blow so much dank. Think I'm Marley, got so much ink on my body. Brought so much drink to the party. I fell asleep and woke up in a new Bugatti.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Whip. Candy on that money dip. 500, I'm hood rich. Put in work, did 100 flips. Been about the mansions. Stunner Island, we packin'. Rich gang, we uptown. Hard body and Mac. Two on that back. Money and that power. Mansion on that beach. Blood red Bugatti. Versace on my floor. Meal like it's a dollar. Stunt.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Woke up with the crown. Serving Bobby Brown. Started from the bottom. Now it's caught up Nino Brown. Take my spot, never will. Now I know how metal feel. We both shooters from New York, but I showed how the metal feel. Fidel Castro with them Cuban links. With Mark Cuban, where them Cubans lay. Choose my friends, no friends. Hottest noon in 10 years.
Boy,
like 10
DJ I woke up in the new Bugatti. Blow hotter than my hobby. Give me that sloppy. All of my tires did. Give her some money, she did. Like this, I'ma say this. If you got good, you should always have your rent paid. Show us a band, I'm not mistaken. Out of my outfit, fashion statement. This the school of hard knocks, graduation.
This the remix.
Ugh.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
I'm sick of y'all stop talking crazy. How to spittin' and they can't debate it. I didn't really know Tupac or Big. One of the beats within were reincarnated. Underrated, I'm constipated. I'm f***ing on the toilet paper. You are now tuned into the greatest. Ace to it, congratulations. They named one that's rockin' with them. Flow like a 100-round chopper. Made a way out of the jungle and now they in trouble. I used to be humble. Recently flooded my neck and my wrist. Tell all them critics to
remix.
Broward.
I woke up in a new Bugatti.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Real talk. Real talk.
Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio Show.